Y'all can see me behind you. Okay. I wanted to share tonight about how sometimes we as Christians can get so caught up with the daily routine and the trials and tribulations of this life that we forget to enjoy some of the simple pleasures of the Christian life, what makes the Christian life great. And I want to kind of use myself as an example that the Lord has answered my prayer as far as being a Christian, that I wanted to be a preacher's wife, a missionary's wife. And now that I'm down there, I live daily with Bible studies once a week with the women and prayer meetings once a week with the women, helping Michael, being a mom, that I get so caught up in routine. You think that doing all that, Bible studies and prayer meetings, you know, every week, that you'd always be in the spiritual mindset, but you're not always. You get, you get in routine. It just becomes a daily thing for you. And I wrote down a couple of few examples on what it is that we know we take for granted at times. And one of those is Christian fellowship. And I like what it says in Psalms in 133, verse 1, where it says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity." Amen. And that's so true. It's so good and it's so pleasant. And I like to consider it a lot of like just plain old Christian therapy, getting together with the brothers and sisters. And for like an example, it was one Sunday morning and I was having a really bad day. I had a bad attitude, just rushing and everything. And we got to the meeting. I'm not over it. You know, I'm still just... And Michael says, "Well, why don't we invite somebody over for lunch?" Oh, I didn't really want to. And I said, "Well, just one couple or just, you know, one kid or one family, you know, not too many people." Okay. And he says, "Well, I'll do the invite." And I said, "Okay, go ahead." So he goes and he comes back during the break and he says, "Well, I invited the whole church." Oh, I could have killed him. I was like, "Michael, the whole church?" "Yes, well, I just couldn't, you know, so they were standing there, so I had to invite them," and then so on and so forth. And I was, "Oh, you know, I'm just like, not today, I can't deal with this today. Oh, it'll be fine." And of course, you know, like Karen says, "The house this and the house that," and, "Oh, don't worry about it, who cares, it'll be fine. Everybody's gonna bring food," and so on. But you know, that was like the best day. And when everybody left, I was so happy. Amen. You know, just, it was really a great day. We all got along fine. And, you know, with Christians, you have things in common. You can share things that you can't share with everybody else. You know, when we go to, like, family reunions, all our family, my side, they're all lost. And you just don't have things in common with them. You can only talk about carnal things. And with the Christian, you can just lay back and you can relax. And to me, that's just a real blessing. Christian fellowship is just wonderful. Another thing is being able to go to the meetings. And you think that it's so easy, you know, you can go anywhere and find a church, but you can't. It's so rare to find a church like this one that has open meetings. It's a big thing. I lived in Dallas for a while, and my parents are there too. And it took them like 2 years to find a church they were comfortable in. You know, a decent church, it's hard to find. And not everybody has that. And this one lady in Mexico, her name's Nantha, and she had to work one Sunday morning, but she told me Thursday night with our next meeting, she says, "Oh, I was sitting at work, and I'm looking at my watch saying, oh, right now they're praying. Oh, right now they're in the break, and oh, right now they're giving the message." And, you know, she was sad that she was missing all this. And that really impressed on me, you know, how sometimes we just feel like it's just our good deed for the week. It's done. It's over with. I can go on the rest of the week. And, you know, it shouldn't be that way. It should be, instead of "I have to go to the meetings," it should be "I get to go." Another thing is teaching your children. I have little kids. Nicole is 4. And it can be exhausting. And it can be, you know, it's just a tremendous responsibility trying to teach him his verses and trying to get him to understand a little bit of salvation. It's, you know, you think that maybe he's catching on, and then he says something way off the wall, and, you know, it's just, it can be tiresome. I mean, it can be kind of exhausting. And like, for an example, he's telling me how, Mama, I'm saved. Oh, really, Ko, you're saved? He says, yes, I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. God's not going to put me in the fire when I die. Oh, really? He says, yeah. And I says, and he's, you know, just really sure that he was saved. And he says, I said, okay, Ko, well, you know, we'll talk about this when your daddy gets home or whatever. And he says, so when can I get baptized? And then he goes, oh, it'll be so fun. So, I mean, okay, I never taught him about baptism comes falls after salvation, but it's, anyways, it's exciting too. But, you know, the salvation of your kids is worth all that, you know, all the teaching and all the, you know, comments exhaust, you know. Also, another one, on being a Christian wife to your Christian husband is also another blessing. I like where it says in Ecclesiastes 9, chapter 9, verse 9, where it says, live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of thy life of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun all the days of thy vanity, for that is thy portion in this life and in thy labor which thou takest under the sun. Well, it says live joyfully with the wife, but live joyfully with your husband.
Amen.
And you know, there's two single women where we meet, and you know, they give their right arm for a husband who was saved, who would live for the Lord.
Amen.
Who will who is willing to serve the Lord. And, you know, I have that. And so many of you have that. My husband is saved. My husband is willing. He has the desire to serve the Lord. And to have a husband like that is just worth, just the fact that he's saved. The Lord can work through all his bad qualities. And, you know, all his gifts. He doesn't have that many. No, I don't have that much time. No, I'm just playing. Yeah. No, but just the fact that he's saved is, you know, that's just worth so much, because the Lord can work in him. Or, you know, your husband. You know, you think that your husband's bad, but if he's saved, well, that's just worth so much, just that alone. And also, another blessing for me is attending the mission conference. I come here, and when I first started coming, and then one of the first few mission conferences, I knew that I wanted to be one of those wives who was standing up there speaking. I knew it. And, you know, well, the Lord answered my prayer. And at times when I'm at home, I think, oh, why did I do this to myself? But when I come here, I remember why. You know, I just get kind of a renewed vision, a renewed burden for the souls out there. I remember why. Yeah, you know, I'm just so proud to be here and to be Michael's wife and to be a part of this church.
Amen.
It's just a real blessing. And even to hear our fellow co-workers speak, and it's just a real blessing to be here. It's a real refreshing, and I just have a really great time. So I just like to encourage you that even though at times it can be tiresome, you know, trying to juggle so many things at one time in your life, just try to step back and enjoy your duties as a Christian servant and a mother and a wife. And remember, just depending on your outlook and your attitude, these don't have to be duties, they're privileges.
Amen. Amen.